أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير. In this ayat, Allah explains another great benefit and wisdom for the direction of the Qibla. As Allah Ta'ala explained previously in the last ayat, we read that the truth is only from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and nobody should have any doubt in the truth which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And that is the very rock bottom basis of our iman. If a person has got doubt in what Allah has revealed, then his iman is not in place also. So further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that the direction of the Qibla is not for you to decide, it is for us to decide. And which direction, like any other command, Allah is our creator, He is our nourisher, our sustainer, He gave us life. Our life is fully in His hand. When mort has been decreed by Him, at that time nobody can live 1 second more, He will take us. So we have to be obedient to Him. So that is the great wisdom that is taught, that don't follow your own desires, that I want to follow this direction in my namaz or that direction, but just obey the command of Allah. When Allah gives you the command to face Baytul Muqaddas, face that direction. When Allah gives you the command, face Kaaba, face that direction. So the important thing is the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we must see in all matters. Not what my logic tells me, not what my understanding is, or not what the people want, or what the people are saying. But in all matters we must see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. That is the great ibadat. And following, facing a direction, we cannot fix it from our side. And when Allah has fixed it also, it is not an ibadat on its own, but it's a means of ibadat. Ibadat is namaz. And that is what we have to do, the command of Allah. And Allah will fix our direction for us. Just like wuzu in itself is not the objective, but it is the means for namaz, that we can perform our namaz. So just like that, this Qibla also is not the actual objective. Whatever command Allah gives at whatever time, that is the command of Allah, and that is what we should follow. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّيُمْ وِجْهَةٌ اور ہر کسی کے واسطے ایک جانب ہے. And for each one, for each nation, we have fixed one direction of Qibla. For Musa alayhi salam and the Anbiya of Bani Israel, we made that direction Baytul Muqaddas. So that was their direction. The direction itself is not the original thing, the command of Allah. That was the command of Allah, so follow that command. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made the Qibla the Kaaba. For a little while, 16-17 months, Allah made it Baytul Muqaddas. And then may Allah made it the Kaaba again. And all this was to test us, who is going to follow his own desires, his own thinking, who is going to be worried about the criticism of the people, the Jews and the pagans criticized it a lot. You're facing this direction, now you are facing that direction. We should see what is the command of Allah. That is what we must obey, the command. Whatever command of Allah comes, we must follow that. For the sighting of the moon, for example, it is not that people have sighted, not sighted. We must see what is the command of Allah. Not that we want unity in the whole country, or we want unity in the whole world. We must see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And that goes then in everything. My dressing must not be what I want, what the people want. I must see what Allah wants from me. Does Allah want brand names and fashion clothes, or does Allah want the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In everything we must see what is the command of Allah Ta'ala. هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا قِبْلَا کہ وہ مو کرتا ہے اس طرف. That Qibla, the direction which Allah gives, and they face in that direction, they see the command of Allah, not the actual thing itself, but see what is the command of Allah and fulfill that command. then a very great lesson Allah Ta'ala gives here, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ اُسْتَرَفْ سُتُمْ سَبْقَتْ كَرُوا نَيْكِيُوْ مَنْ. So you face the Qibla and you race with one another in doing good deeds. So whatever the confusion is at the moment, whatever things people are confused about, etc., all the discussions, but what we must do is leave all that confusion alone and race towards fulfilling the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, people say that the Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, all the protocols, it was difficult to go, etc. But we could make our Ishraq Namaz, by which we get sawab of Hajj and Umrah, and complete three times, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So leave all that confusion alone and do what you have to do. Whatever criticism or discussions, etc. For example, there is a court case about somebody else, some politician, and we sit and discuss that. We don't leave that alone. We got nothing to do. We are not the judge. We are not witnesses. We are nothing. We must do a race towards pleasing Allah Ta'ala. But we get involved in all the world's affairs and in what we have to be doing, pleasing Allah and fulfilling His command, that we are oblivious about. We are unmindful about that. Whether it is a thing in the community, we all will get involved in discussing it, that he is right, he is wrong, he did this, she did that, all that we will get involved in, and that the neki we had to do, Allah's ibadah, pleasing Allah, that gets left out one side. Whereas what has to be done, we all should leave that alone. Whoever is in charge of the court case, of whatever matters they are, leave it to them. They will sort that out. And we, in our capacity, we must fastabiqul khairat, rush towards pleasing Allah Ta'ala. And a person who does that will find great peace in his life. He won't get involved in all politics of the family, of the community, of the country. He won't get involved in all other things. Many people, the vaccine has got nothing to do with us, but we are discussing it so much and we are confusing ourselves. And what neki and right deeds we have to do, that we are not doing. So Allah teaches us here in this ayat that in all matters obey Allah Ta'ala and make that your priority, and leave other matters to those people. They will discuss it and they will sort it out who are responsible for it. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يَأْتِي بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. جَهَاں كَهِي تُمْ هُونگے کر لائے گا تم کو اللہ اکھتا. Wherever you may be, whatever direction you are, in the east or the west, north or the south, Allah will gather you on the day of Qiyamah. And there it won't be a question whether you face this Qibla, that direction or that direction. It will be a question if you obey the command of Allah. Whatever command Allah gave you, were you obeying that? Then we will see that the direction and all other discussions, whatever they are in the world. For example, though it's not a good example, but a soccer match, we will discuss who's going to win, why this team definitely is going to win. We've got nothing to do with that. We must do our work. Leave that just as an example, not that we must get involved in it. They will do their thing, but we must do what we have to do. We don't have to worry what other people are doing. And so Allah Ta'ala will gather us and discuss, and Allah will judge us according to our actions. Everyone his own actions, Allah is going to judge us. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, beshak Allah har cheez kar sakta hai. Allah has power over everything. So don't get involved in controversies in other people's affairs and businesses. We got nothing to do with those things. We must do what we have to do. How many times we are involved with other people's affairs, we miss our namaz. We miss our jamaat. We don't get time to make tilawat of Quran because we are too busy discussing other people's affairs. And what it is, leave all that alone and do what we have to do. Qiyamah day, we are going to be asked for what we were responsible. And the great lesson here, that don't worry about direction, see what is the command of Allah. Whatever command Allah gives you, which direction you must face, face that direction. and just do in all matters what Allah has commanded you, and leave out all other arguments and discussions, etc. May Allah guide us to this proper understanding, and if everyone minds his own business and prepares for his akhirat and makes his amal for akhirat, that person will be fortunate. And that person who minds everyone else's business and he doesn't do any amal, he's all the time occupied in his mind, in his talking, in his time about other people, and he doesn't do amal, that person will be in a very sorry state in the akhirat. May Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.